creating space for emotions. We can be mindful of anything, listening, seeing, breathing, thinking. We can also be mindful of our emotions. So let's list some emotions. What kind of emotions do we experience, Azalea?
We can feel sad, mad, paranoid.
So scared.
We can feel scared. We can feel happy. We can feel excited. We can feel disappointed. We could feel anything, really. Anything that you can, jealous.
Most of us have had all of these emotions. Being mindful of emotions can help us. If the emotion is one that feels good, we can appreciate it more. If the emotion is one that feels bad, we can decide how to respond to it. So right now, I want to talk a little bit about awareness of emotions and beginning to really notice what we feel like on the inside and what we look like when we feel different emotions. So I'm going to say an emotion, and I just want you to let me know like where you feel that emotion in your body, and how does your body know that you're feeling that emotion? So happy. When you feel happy, where do you feel that in your body?
I feel it everywhere because when I was playing with my friend, I was happy. And I was kind of running with her and stuff. So I was happy while I was doing that. So I was kind of feeling happy in my legs. Because it was I was just happy all over. And then.
So how does your body know you're happy?
I can know I'm happy because it's hard to explain. But my body has a certain way of showing I'm happy. If I'm happy, I will have a smile on my face, or I will be, sometimes I'm so happy that I'll be having wetness in my eyes, or my eyes will be watering, but they're not really tears.
Mm-hmm.
And then, also when I'm happy, I'm probably going to be having, I'm probably going to not be having a droopy face, or I'm gonna have a sunny look on my face.
Right. So those are some ways that you know you're happy. And we can feel all different kinds of ways when we're happy. We might feel excited happy or calm happy. So paying attention to what your body feels like when you feel an emotion can help you learn about your body and have some awareness with the emotion so you can respond more on purpose when you feel something. So what about an emotion of sadness? Where do you feel that emotion in your body?
Usually in my face, because I will be crying usually. Mm-hmm. If it's a big sadness, I'll be crying. If it's a small sadness, my eyes might be watering. I might have a little water, a little bit of wetness, under my eyes, by my eyelashes. And my eyelashes might be wet. Or my face will just be my lip will be quivering, and then I just won't feel good at all.
Okay. Yeah, so those are some ways that you feel sadness in your body.
It's like a rainy day when you can't play outside. It's sad.
Like a rainy day.
Rainy day.
So what about angry? What does it feel like in your body when you feel angry? And these are all questions that those listening can explore too. You know, what does it feel like in your body when you're angry?
Usually really always in my mind, because my mind will be like a big jar of sparkles in it and with water. And then when you shake it up, it's super mad and everything's crazy and my emotions take the best of me. And so does my anger. It just takes the best of me away. And I don't like it. I wouldn't want that happening to me. So it would be hard to take it from 1 to 100, The one is just calm, happy, just feeling okay. And then the 100 is mad, angry, feeling like you're gonna burst, like nothing matters right in that moment. So it's not exactly the best feeling, but it does sometimes help you get out the things you really need to. Like, I can be mad, and being mad helps me get, like, let it out instead of holding it in, because holding it in never helps. It will never let it get out of your system.
Okay. Let's talk about fear, and where do we feel fear in our body? How do you feel fear in your body? Where do you feel it? What happens?
I usually feel it in my brain. Everything's calm, but I feel not sadness, but I feel like I'm afraid of everything. I'm scared. I'm like, I don't feel like I can express it. I feel like everything is going to go way too far, and it does not feel good at all, because it just feels like I'm tightening up, squishing into a little box, and I can't let it go. Okay. Like, if I was afraid of a bear and I thought it was under my bed, that fear would get the best of me, and it would hurt. It would crumble me down inside, and it just doesn't feel like you can release it. It's like you're in a little box with nothing. It's just you, and you're in a little box, and you cannot get out. Like, fear is kind of trapping you.
Okay.
Trying to keep you safe.
Yes, that is fear's motive, is to keep us safe. So when we have different emotions, there's things that go on with our bodies, and everybody's unique. So I might feel a little bit different in my body than you feel or the next person feels, but it's good for us to pay attention to what's going on in the inside, to be able to have some more awareness and space with our emotions. So when you're feeling an emotion, notice what your heartbeat is like, whether it's fast or slow. Notice if your body is tense or relaxed. And notice what's happening in your mind. Are there nice thoughts or mean thoughts? So let's just take an emotion, and we're going to bring some mindfulness to it. Okay? So imagine you feel all those things you were saying you felt with fear. You were afraid, you felt scared, and maybe your heartbeat is a little faster, your body's more tense. You're thinking something bad might happen, or you're thinking about something that you're scared of. Now say in your mind, fear, fear. So you're just acknowledging and naming that emotion that you're experiencing, or scared, scared. And this is mindfulness of being afraid of fear. And sometimes when we bring that mindfulness to that emotion, can help us have a little bit of space with it, maybe get some help with it if we need it. Let's also bring mindfulness to another emotion. How about anger? So imagine, your body, you feel the anger in your body, it's in your brain, you feel that tenseness, maybe some not nice thoughts. You bring your attention to your breath for a couple mindful breaths, and then just label it anger, anger,
anger, anger, anger.
This is mindfulness of anger. Now, let's try that one more time with the emotion of joy. So notice what your body feels like. You're experiencing joy. Your heartbeat is maybe fast or slow. Maybe your body is, maybe it's tense and excited, or maybe it's just a calm joy, just kind of relaxed, somewhere in between. Notice what's happening in your mind. What are you thinking? You're feeling all these things. Now say in your mind, joy, joy. So everybody has anger sometimes, frustration, disappointment, boredom, happiness. All these emotions are natural. Mindfulness doesn't necessarily make our difficult emotions go away. We can't control when anger starts and when it ends. If we could, we'd probably choose for it to stop. but that won't make it go away. Mindfulness can help us be patient with difficult emotions so we can make decisions that help us rather than harm us. And the journal questions for today are, draw a picture of yourself and color in where you feel anger, fear, happiness, peace, or other emotions that you have. So notice where you feel them in your body.